This doesn't take an ordinance. We can do this with a flyer and a website on how to responsibly tether your dog. If we do this, we could have a 100-page ordinance that outlines all the specifics about every possible way. I personally don't like seeing people training their dogs with electric shock collar. And I bet you right now, if I brought one tonight and brought a tether and said, all right, people, who wants to put these on and see which one's more cool? I bet most people would be choosing to tether at the same time. So if it's about the animal, that's more harmful to the animal. So this ordinance does nothing. And Chief, to ask a question, the state law on animal cruelty, if your officers go to a place and find that the tethering is harming the dog, we have that outlines, they can give the warning, and then it outlines the penalties, correct?
So the state law and the city ordinance on cruelty is once the dog is injured, then that's when it applies.
Right.
But if we see conditions that the dog is in prior to being injured, I'm sure the officer may give advice as to what not to continue to do.
And education is, you know, I would hope that education is part of our first response as well. And again, that can be done with a flyer, a website, and that type of guidance.